And it is John Gibbons on the Anfield Wrap with the transfer special, because we were waiting for a bit of an explosion after the World Cup, and then it never quite happened. But maybe today will be the day. Maybe this is the one we will look back on, because there seems to be movement in terms of wide forwards. Barcola, strongly linked to Liverpool for the first time. PSG have at least semi-publicly suggested that they are willing to do business. And then there's the Diamande to Real Madrid story, which looks like it has legs as well. A man who's been very busy with all that is Ben Jacobs from Give Me Sports, and also Premier League commentator as well. Ben, been quite a day. These are big moves, £100 million moves. They're all always going to be a little bit linked, but it looks like things are certainly starting to move.
Yeah, so it's an inflated market and there's inflated prices. What a seller wants doesn't necessarily mean, in the context of Barcola, it's what a buyer will pay, and we can kind of come on to that. With Yan Diamande, it feels like this is going to be one of the dominoes. Real Madrid hold optimism because they've got a kind of verbal package in place, but pending some final details, usually that relates to payment terms or bonuses. And then at the same time as Real are trying to motor and get this deal done quickly, we can't at the time of recording rule out PSG just matching any deal. So yeah, it's sort of simultaneously Real trying to get this done quickly now, and PSG with a longer standing interest and a longer standing agreement with Diamande, because at the time Liverpool were in this race and they're not now, it was PSG that was the player's favoured destination. So it's fascinating because it shows you that the market, the appetite for wingers, the prices are not just Premier League, Elliot Anderson, Morgan Rogers. It extends to France and Spain, because regardless of where Diamande goes, and we can never rule out twists and surprises, but whether it's Madrid or whether it's Paris, you're going to get another club spending big money. And all of this has a knock-on effect. And then for the Liverpool part, which is, I suppose, the aspect people care about more, let's kind of see what the repercussions are. Because if it's Madrid, then PSG is still in the market for an important wide player. Does that delay the possibility of Bradley Barcola moving? You have Magnus Agliouche. PSG are trying to get that one done. One or both will certainly open the door to Barcola being sold. And if it is PSG that win the race for Diamande, maybe that means the Barcola price could even drop a little bit, because he's only got 2 years left on his contract. But the long and short of it, and probably the only thing people care about watching this podcast, is Liverpool are serious about Bradley Barcola. They've already held preliminary talks, and my expectation is this story will develop, and by the end of the window, I don't expect Barcola to be a PSG player, regardless of where Diamande ends up.